Well, Sierra Leone is a territory, I would say country, but really those borders weren't defined by African people. So it's a territory located in West Africa. We traveled to Sierra Leone because of the launching of the African People's Socialist Party of Sierra Leone and several projects that the African People's Socialist Party there is involved in. So we went because it was a really significant occasion. It was the launching of the first Revolutionary Workers' Party in Africa in history.
And what are the living conditions for people in Sierra Leone?
Well, Sierra Leone, for one thing, is probably one of the most resource-rich land masses on Earth. I mean, lots of diamonds, gold, bauxite, and other kinds of natural resources are there. Yet because the masses of African people who live in Sierra Leone do not have control over those resources, you find that you have some of the worst living conditions any place on the planet. In fact, I think the UN recently has stated that Sierra Leone is the worst place on the face of the earth to be born as a human being. And so some of the things that you'll see in Sierra Leone are that most people live on less than a dollar a day. You'll see that the life expectancy is 37 for women and about 37 for men and 39 for women. You find almost no access to clean water whatsoever, which creates all kind of health, you know, care issues for people. You have lots of other kinds of preventable diseases like malaria and yellow fever that are associated with, you know, the fact that mosquitoes are a really big problem there in Sierra Leone, as in much of West Africa and Africa in general. You have very little access to education. Transportation is very, very difficult. And for the most part, people just do not have access to what they need to survive, despite the fact that it is an immensely wealthy place in terms of natural and human resources.
And you went there in part to start some projects. Tell our listeners about those.
Sure. As the director of the All African People's Development and Empowerment Project, I had the opportunity to participate in a delegation that traveled to Sierra Leone to participate, as Nyabinga said, in the launch of the African People's Socialist Party of Sierra Leone. And we did that because we are the partners of the African People's Socialist Party of Sierra Leone and several development projects. Starting in March of 2008, we kicked off a series of healthcare and clean water projects in a small rural farming community of Banelaw, which is the community of about 500 people. We were able to build three community-sized rainwater harvesting systems that provide that community there with about 3,000 liters of clean drinking water every day. Whereas before that, you know, people had to go to the swamps literally to get their water and from really unsanitary wells. So it's really made a big impact on the health in that community. We also, as a part of a whole campaign to address waterborne diseases, we began a community health workers program also in March of 2008 that began to train about 50 to 60 community people in another community called Olosoro, which is in the capital of Freetown, to begin to teach people how to prevent, identify, and treat waterborne diseases and how to make really simple solutions of something called oral rehydration therapy that can literally save someone's life if they get a waterborne disease. Some of the other projects that we actually participated in launching when we were in Sierra Leone just back in November is a community fishing project, also in Olosoro, which is a coastal community where European and Japanese fishermen often have the ability to have the big catch right off the coast. And because the people have no access to the kind of, you know, boats that they would need to make any kind of meaningful catch, have been left out altogether of the fishing industry, despite the fact that this is the waters of Sierra Leone. And so we partnered with that community, also with the African People's Socialist Party of Sierra Leone, to begin a community commercial fishing project where the proceeds from this community venture are going in to provide microcredit loans for the women of the community to pay school fees and to expand the project itself. So we were really excited about having the ability to launch that project recently.
And you also helped start an FM radio station, is that right?
Yes. We've had for several years Uhuru Radio, which is an online radio station. and actually recently, maybe a year or so ago, started in South Africa, Uhuru Radio. And on this trip, we launched the FM station of Uhuru Radio in a city called McKinney in Sierra Leone. And this is really a significant thing, because one of the things that this radio station will be doing is really providing a voice for the community there, and also tying Africans there to Africans everywhere else in the world, including the U.S., as programming from Uhuru Radio's online station, which has programming from different parts of the world, including Africa, North America, and Europe. Will be played on that radio station, and also that FM station in Sierra Leone will also be contributing programming to the online uhururadio.com.
And this Sunday you have an event where people can find out more about Sierra Leone. You want to tell us about that?
This Sunday at the Uhuru House in St. Petersburg, Florida, and that's at 1245 18th Avenue South. There will be an event where we will be showing video footage from that whole process that's happened in Sierra Leone.